Next patient we're going to do together is a patient by the name of Willie, W-I-L-L-I-E, Barnes, B-A-R-N-E-S. So let's see, what can we say about her? She was born 1/24/55. She was seen 9/12/25. Let's see. Miss Barnes, 1/24/55. She's 70 years old. She yesterday was 9/12/25. Miss Barnes was seen for face-to-face evaluation today. This will be shared with the medical director. And Ms. Barnes is currently in her second period of benefits period. Patient is an obese 70-year-old black woman with history of stroke. Patient has severe lymphedema, which uses a compression stockings at this time period. She's totally and completely bedbound, ADL dependent. She uses a wheelchair, but she needs help of others to get into her wheelchair, and she cannot do that by herself, period. She's ADL dependent. She wears a diaper, as I mentioned. She lives by herself, but her family comes and checks on her on a regular basis. I was allowed to go in the house by a neighbor across the street, period. Her other medical issues include hypertension, hyperlipidemia, type 2 diabetes, period. Patient currently has a KPS score of 40%. Or 50%. Her cognition is affected by her stroke with a FASD score of 7B at this time. Patient's medication includes baclofen, Coreg, lisinopril, clonidine. This is important because her blood pressure was found to be at 170 over 98. She takes the clonidine 0.1 milligram only BID, and I'm going to ask the medical director to increase that to TID via copy of this letter and discussion with my with a hospice DON, period. In a paragraph, her daughter comes in and fills her medication container on a regular basis, period. She's short of breath, she tells me, at all times. She says she's not eating very much. Her house is quite disheveled, even though family try to clean it. Their appearance of roaches and strong smell of urine in the house, period. As far as her stroke is concerned, she states she has to eat slowly. With her dysarthric speech and dysphagia, that's a big problem. She has a big problem with aspiration, period. The only surgery she's had is C-section, and currently she's not allergic to any medication. Her stroke has resulted in a left-sided weakness, which has placed her in a wheelchair, and is getting treatment, as I mentioned, with the electrical compression stockings at this time. Most likely patient has right-sided heart failure related to corpulmonale and sleep apnea, which is undiagnosed, and period. She does not use oxygen at this time. Period. She's never been a heavy smoker in the past, she tells me. The neighbors tell me that she's become much more confused. They've known her all their lives, and when they come in the house, they have to identify themselves 5 or 6 times. Social work is involved in her care, and apparently at one time APS was involved in her care as well. Overall prognosis remains poor given the natural progression of her disease. Most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.